We're talking with Dean Bob Whitson from the Division of Agriculture and Natural Sciences. We're talking with the Dean of the Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources at Oklahoma State University, Dr. Bob Whitson. Bob, let's talk a little bit about these alums of distinction for the division. You've got some outstanding folks that you're honoring here this weekend. Truly, I guess, one of those orange letter days.
Right. Ron, I appreciate so much having the chance to share with everybody how proud we are of these alums. Don Sheber, Terry Forrest, and Scott DeWald. And when you look at what these alums, as well as so many of our other alums across the state, have contributed to our reputation and what we mean to Oklahoma, it's humbling indeed to see the kind of folks that come out of here and continue to add to our reputation and our excellence that agriculture is viewed here at Oklahoma State. So we're very proud of them.
All three of your candidates this year are most certainly, they've left their mark on agriculture in the state.
Oh, when you look at their bios, Ron, and you look at what all they've accomplished, you won't find a stronger set of leadership activities and things that they've done in each of their respective areas. Scott, of course, is executive director of Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Terry just stepped down as past president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Runs the biggest ranch, biggest, longest-running family operation, ranching operation in Oklahoma. Just thing after thing, Don and his role in the wheat industry and what he's meant for the sale and marketing and production of Oklahoma wheat. We owe these three a big gratitude, thanks for what they've done. But most importantly, Oklahoma agriculture is so much better off to have these kind of folks out there representing us. So we're certainly proud of them.
When we think about these type of graduates that have come out of the division down through the years, it shows that there's a very big shadow that's cast by the university.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we're only as strong as what our graduates do for us and the reputation that they bring us. And so it's a long line of distinction. It's a long line of accomplishments. So your success and how you're viewed depends on who has come out of this program, has graduated from OSU, Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources. And for that, we owe a huge debt to our alum and what they've meant to us. Our reputation's here today because of what they've done, so we're proud of them.
Change gears with me for just a moment. Tell me about this year's set of undergraduates and graduate students here at OSU in the Division of Agriculture.
Yeah, Ron, we continue to see interest and growing interest in our ag programs here. Our undergraduate programs are up probably 4 or 5% this year. Steady growth over the years. Graduate programs have increased in size, and we're bringing top graduate students in from across the country, which is a real mark of excellence of how your programs are viewed. 2,500 students, and they are leaders in so many of our campus activities. When you look at our top 10 seniors, top, you know, on and on of our different categories here at OSU, our ag kids, our ag students are way, way at the top, dominate in many cases 40% or 30 to 40% of all the OSU students that are recognized. So, but they come out of our FFA programs and our 4-H programs and lots of leadership opportunities when they're little, and lots of parent support. They're ready to hit the ground running, and we really appreciate the parents, the grandparents, the families trusting OSU to have their students, train them, and get them out here where they're going to do a lot of good for Oklahoma and for themselves. So we're excited. Got a great class. It's an excellent class.
You mentioned FFA, and one young man I saw in action this last week, excited to get back to OSU in January, is Riley Padgett.
Right. National FFA president. And he's an example of the kind of youngster that we have come into this program. Riley is an outstanding young man that has represented Oklahoma, particularly in Oklahoma State, as people across the country see that. And they see what this program has done and how it prepares our young people for future leadership activities. So Riley is a great ambassador for us. We're very proud of him, as we've had several that have come through the years in this program. So FFA plays a big role. Our 4-H youngsters play a big role. And we see that as having the roots, the very roots of Oklahoma State agriculture.